This is Twit.
Oh man, tell me about the Titan RTX. This thing, this is a $2,500 GPU.
Well, remember Titan V was $3,000.
Well,
and that was the one. And that was the predecessor.
So this is a bargain by comparison.
It's sort of, but really not meant to be a gaming GPU. So in case that wasn't mentioned for every previous Titan launch. Not meant to be a gaming GPU. If you're doing the kinds of things that this part excels at, which is depending on, you know, different precisions of math that it's able to just sort of crush, you know, other equivalent, other GPUs at, other, you know, even gaming GPUs. And also if you are kind of a stickler and you want ECC on your memory to make sure to catch possible errors and whatnot, depending on if you're, you know, you just have a chunk of data that you need to make sure no random bit has flipped on you if your results are that critical, right? Or also, trying to make sure I'm correct, but doesn't this thing have like 24 gig of... Yep, 24 gig of GDDR6. Up from, I believe, 12 on the previous version of this card. So... You know, say you just needed more RAM for the workload you were doing. Interesting. We were commenting last night, actually, that it's almost like the gap is narrowing because you know, you used to have like the Titans and, you know, the other cards that were just crazy pie in the sky price. Well, now these seem to kind of be coming down a little bit. But at the same time, the gaming GPUs, like the, you know, 2080 RTX cards, those are more expensive. So now they're kind of getting closer to each other. I don't know if that's that great necessarily. We really do hope that the gaming GPUs were a little bit more on the cost effective side, but you know, they're charging for those what they are, and I assume they're getting them. They're getting it because they're selling. But maybe they decided that they needed to come down a little bit on the Titan line. And there also was this thing just seemed to kind of pop up all over the place. Just like random YouTubers were just, there must have been some sort of thing where NVIDIA was like, hey, we're going to send you this. Just kind of covertly, just nonchalantly, just stick it in the back of your video somewhere. So, of course, everybody just completely ran with that. And you saw, you know, Titan RTX is just showing up in all sorts of random places within people's videos. Maybe not so nonchalantly. Or not so, you know, covertly placed in their video. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, if you're, don't buy this if you're a gamer. Just don't.
That seems perfectly reasonable.